Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 6th, 2020. Well, yesterday during our devotion time at church, one of the men read from Acts 17. And as he was reading, verse 29 captured my attention. It says this, "For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto silver or gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device." The interesting thing about this is, the thing that captured my attention is that we are the offspring of God. And I want to talk about what that means and how that should affect us. But as we look into this passage a little bit, we do want to think about this statement. Paul's making this statement, and he's really kind of quoting one of their own poets, a man by the name of Aratus. And he is from the same region as Paul. And the point that Paul is making here is that one of their own claims that we are all the offspring of God. And if we are the offspring of God, God cannot be an idol. The Godhead cannot be silver, gold, or stone. The Godhead must be something greater. The Godhead must have life. So today I want you to think about what that means, that we are the offspring of God. Man was created in the image of God. God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We've been created in the image of God. What does that mean to you? We're created in the image of God. If God is our creator, shouldn't we be submissive to him? Shouldn't we remember that we are clay in the potter's hands? He can make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. So, since God is our creator, we should be willing to follow his plan for us. Also, I want us to think about being the offspring of God. Since we are the offspring of God, he is worthy of our worship. Think about the design abilities of the one who created us. Think of all the intricacies of the human body. Think how glorious the Creator must be in order to synchronize all of those functions that a body performs. Just, it's amazing. The human body is an amazing creation. And because of the human body, we ought to see how amazing God is. We also might think about why God created us after his own image. You know, we're created by him and for him. There's a couple of passages that talk about that. Colossians 1:16 says, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." Then we get to Revelation 4:11. It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." So all things were created by God. All things were created for his pleasure. Now think about this life which God has given you. You have been created by God in his image. You were created to worship him for his pleasure. See, it says, "Unto him be glory and honor and power." You know what you should be doing with your life? You should be giving him glory. You should be giving him honor because he has created you and given you life. Have you been using the life that he has given you for your glory or for his? I also want you to think about being the creation of God. I want you to think about the life God has given you. I want you to ask yourself, the life that God has given you, whatever that is, you know, he gives us all different talents. He puts us in different places and circumstances and situations. We all have our place in life. That place that God has given you, that talent that God has given you, those relationships that he's given you, that places he's given you in this world, are you using what God has given you for his glory and honor? Think about it. You may not have what someone else has, but you have exactly what God wants you to have. You know, one of the things that I wish that I could do was play the guitar. And you know, I just don't have that ability. I don't have the patience to learn. I don't have the talent to play. And you know, I can sit over here on the side and complain, well, I can't play the guitar. I just don't have any usefulness. I might as well not try to use what I have. You know, I can't play the guitar, so I can never be a musician. But I do have the ability to speak. I do have the ability to study. So what do I have? I use what I have for God's honor and glory. It's not what you have. You may not have the same talents that I have, the same abilities that I have, but you use what you have for God's honor and glory. I'll never be in the place in life that you are. So the life that God has given you, whatever it is, use it for His glory and His honor. You're created in His image. You are the offspring of God. As the offspring of God, use what God has given you to serve Him. And so I just want you to think about that. You're the offspring of God. God made you the way He wanted to make you. He gifted you in the way that He wanted you to be gifted. And He put you in the sphere of life that He wants you to walk in. And so use that sphere of life wherever you're at for God's honor and God's glory. Like I said, some of the people that you know, I'll never know. And so you minister to them tomorrow and the next day. Use the life that God has given you for His honor and glory, since you are the offspring of God. So today, Lord, as we come to You in prayer, we are once again enthused by the knowledge You have given us of who You are and of Your purposes. God, I pray that You'll encourage us by our understanding of Your creation. I pray You will help us to use the life You have given us for Your honor and glory. Encourage Your people as they understand they are Your offspring. Thank You for making us Your own today. It is in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I pray this encourages you. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.